Hi, my name is Tim Villegas, and I hate long podcast trailers. But today, I'm breaking my own rules to hit play on a trailer that, despite its length, is totally captivating. Welcome to Trailer Park, the podcast trailer podcast. On this show, we're all about podcast trailers, short audio teasers, the bits of audio that get you excited about the rest of the audio to come. We've been making this show for a while now, and we have featured trailers from all over the Sonic world. If you're new here, welcome. Make sure to scroll on back through our episodes and feast your ears. We make this show because we love podcasts, and we love the pursuit of creating the trailers that tease those podcasts. On each episode, we hit play on a trailer and then break it down. What did we like? What wasn't so stellar? And what can we take away from this trailer? Who is we, though? I'm Tim, and my co-host is Ariel Nissenblatt. We make this show remotely, which means sometimes we're recording via Squadcast, and sometimes we're recording asynchronously. Today is an async episode. I'm going to hit play on the trailer of the week, and then hand it off to Ariel for some commentary. Then I'll be back with my own. Let's get to it. Actually, let's have Ariel introduce today's trailer.
Hi, Ariel here. You're about to hear the trailer for Rooked, The Cheater's Gambit. Join hosts Jess and Ryan as they unravel the ongoing chess cheating scandal, among other chess controversies. Elon Musk tweets and then deletes a joke, they say, about cheating in chess via anal beads. Suddenly, the game of chess is thrown into the spotlight again. So here is the 5-minute trailer for Rooked. And yes, Tim is definitely going to have some words about the length of it, but there's also a lot we both loved about this one. So here we go. Hitting play now.
If you know anything about the scandal currently rocking the chess world, it's probably this.
Chess has been in the news because of a huge cheating controversy. It's almost been part soap opera, part whodunit, and we still don't know all the answers.
There was recently a match where one of the players was accused of using anal beads to electronically stimulate the right answer for chess. Whoa!
People were speculating that Neiman could have cheated with the use of vibrating anal beads, which sounds ridiculous, but it went absolutely viral. People talking about it, people asking how he could have done it.
I get why someone would use vibrating anal beads to cheat, you know, because even if you lose, you still kind of win, you know?
Like most headlines, this barely scratches the surface of the story that's unfolding here. A story of cheating, betrayal, scandal, and lies that runs so deep into the core of professional chess, I truly don't know if the truth is able to be found amongst the statements, matches, history, and facts of this tale. But that's what we're here to do. We're on a mission to uncover the real story of what the f*** is happening in elite chess.
Yeah, first and foremost, I think the purpose of this podcast is to examine cheating and its repercussions as it pertains to the game of chess.
Right, but we're also trying to find an answer to some big picture questions, too. Like, can true facts and honesty still exist in the age of the internet?
Why are we talking about anal beads?
Why should anyone care about cheating in chess? These are all great questions, some of them better than others, that we intend to get to the bottom of. No pun intended.
Before we answer any of these questions, let's start with the hosts. We can get to the sex device in episode one.
I'm Jess Schmidt, and I'm a podcast producer. I know pretty much nothing about chess, but luckily, I'm joined by my boyfriend, Ryan Webb, who's an intermediate chess player. Say hi, Ryan.
Hi, Ryan.
Ryan, why do we have the hubris to think that we should be the people to tell this story? I mean, my logic is that you spend so much time thinking about chess.
Yeah, when I'm not studying or playing online, I'm watching game recaps or looking up the latest chess news.
And most of the time, you don't talk to me about it anymore, because even though I initially tried really hard to get into it, I just do not see what makes it so compelling. At least until now. As of a couple weeks ago, Ryan has started filling me in on a big scandal. And despite my general disinterest in chess, I've started to find this particular story very interesting indeed. This story is all we've been able to talk about, and it's formed a kind of bridge between Ryan's world of diehard chess fandom and my world of unsolved mystery loving. So if either of those sound good to you, then stick around. We're going in deep.
Insert anal bead joke here. And in all seriousness, as much as you really don't know anything but what I've told you about chess, you are a really talented podcast producer and storyteller, and you did write this part of the script, but I really believe that.
Thanks.
In the course of this series, we're going to introduce you to the key players of this scandal, lay out the timeline of what's happened so far, delve into a brief history of chess that's led us to this moment, and posit what this story could mean for the future of chess, if there still is one.
We both have our own convictions on what the real truth of this story is, and who is the hero versus who or what, ominous little breadcrumb there, is the villain of the tale. But we want you, the listener, to be able to draw your own conclusions. So we'll do our best to just give you the pure, hard facts so you can decide for yourself.
It won't just be our voices telling this story, though. As two small-time Canadians, we're going to do our best to talk to as many people as we can, from experts to other enthusiasts, and anyone else that can help shine a light on what's actually happening here.
So buckle up, because this is a tale of anal beads.
This is a tale of Elon Musk.
This is a tale of cheating, of lies, and conspiracies.
This is a tale of the game of chess and the potential collapse of its future. This is Rooked.
I'm back with some analysis. Do I think the trailer worked? Yes, I do. Am I intrigued? Yes, I am. Do I think it was too long? I do. And the reason for that is not because I wasn't entertained the whole time, but because I think that it could have been broken up. And what I mean by that is the first 2 minutes are informative, trailer-like, and then the last 30 seconds are also informative and trailer-like. The middle section where Jess and Ryan are introducing themselves and talking about why they thought it was right for them to be recording this and what their accolades are and things like that, I thought that that kind of information could be integrated into each episode a little bit here and there, and we didn't necessarily need it in this trailer episode. This trailer episode felt more like a teaser episode. Who are these hosts? A little bit of behind-the-scenes magic, which is useful and important. I don't necessarily think takes away from the effectiveness of the trailer, but I do think that it would also be helpful to have this information in each of the episodes. So I am excited to listen to the show and see how they do that. I will now hand it over to Tim for his analysis, his thoughts on the trailer for Rooked.
Thanks, Ariel. Trailer length notwithstanding, I thought this was a very effective trailer. A great start with the audio clips. It really hooks you in. And I like that the tone was pretty light. You can tell that there will be some humor about this topic that could potentially be very serious. I like the interaction between the hosts, music, sound design, all very good. Overall, a great trailer. I guess my only critique is that this trailer at about the 2 minute mark felt like the pacing slowed down a bit. I think that was to feature the interactions between the hosts more clearly, but it's just something I noticed, not even really a bad thing, probably more of just style. Great job, Jess and Ryan. Looking forward to listening. And thank you to Jess for submitting the trailer for Rooked, the Cheater's Gambit, to our show. Jess did that by going to trailerparkpodcast.crd.co. We have a submission form right there. You can get in touch with us to let us know what you think of our trailer selections. We're on Instagram and Threads at trailerpark_pod. We're also available via email at hello@trailerparkpod.com. We'll be back with another trailer for your listening pleasure. No cheating. Couldn't let you go without telling you about our sponsors. Thank you to OSHA and FanList for making this show possible. Learn about OSHA, our hosting provider, and FanList, a membership platform that allows us to communicate with our listeners, in the show notes of this episode. We're super grateful to you for listening to Trailer Park week after week, and to Kyle Slichta for designing our logo, and to Squadcast for allowing us to record remotely, and to Descript for being our go-to collaboration editing software, and to Melody, that's MELOD.IE, for our music. And with that, we wish you happy trails.